Hello and welcome to Everything Is Black and White podcast. I'm Andrew Musgrove and today I bring you a very special episode. I was fortunate enough to catch up with Newcastle United legend Frank Clark to discuss the Intercities Fairs Cup. Of course, it's 50 years since Newcastle lifted that trophy. And today's episode, we discuss the infamous semi-final against Rangers. The second leg, which played out 2-0 up at St James' Park to Newcastle, was remembered for riots as the Rangers fans invaded the pitch and threw pretty much anything they could find at the players. Police had to escort the players down into the tunnel, clear the pitch before the game could continue, but Newcastle did go on to win and make it to the final. This is what Frank Clark remembers about the day.
A few things I remember about that. I remember running off when the referee kind of said, you know, blow his whistle, and we're all running off, and we got to the touchline, just to the tunnel, and Willie McFall was just alongside him, and he turned to go back, and I said, where are you going? He said, I've left my cap and gloves in the back of the net. I said, fucking leave them there, I'll buy you some new ones, like, you know. And I've just been reminiscing today. I'm staying, well, I can't say that, can I, because it won't be today. But I'm staying in a hotel down by Marlborough Crescent there that used to be a bus station. And I just had a walk around because the night of that game, I was still single, you see, I wasn't married. So the girl I was going out with was coming in on the bus to meet me after the game to go to Grace Club. And so I drove down there after the game, and I'm in my car and I'm sitting at Marlborough Crescent, and all the Rangers buses were down at Marlborough Crescent, and all their mad fans all drunk and were walking past, and I'm just about lying on the floor hoping to they don't see me, like, you know. So that was really frightening, I've got to tell you. Nearly as bad as all the police dogs surrounding the pitch for the last 20 minutes.
And for you, Gibbo, made it to the final. I mean, back page the next morning, you must have been well proud.
The two legs were dramatic. Willie McFall saving a penalty in front of 70,000 up there when he dived the right way, but he expected somebody else to take the penalty. The word had gone on, somebody else was taking it, and they brought a second guy in. He decided still to go to his right, saved the penalty. Game down here, Even the Scottish press lads were wonderful to us up there, wonderful to us down here, supplying whiskey in the press box and everything. The minute they went 2-0 down, they turned on us in the press box, as well as the guys on the... They suddenly turned very nasty in the press box, as the punters had done. And I always said, well, you've only got yourself to blame. It was two jocks that actually started the riot, because it was Jim Scott and Jackie Sinclair that scored the goals, and they were jocks that started the riot with our own people, which I felt was amusing. The actual riot was quite frightening, and when it started again, the game, there was bottles stacked halfway up Willie McFall's post that had been thrown onto the pitch, and the pitch had been cleared, and the bottles were up the side of the post.
Fair dues to the Rangers chairman. He came into our dressing room while we were sitting there waiting for the police to clear the pitch, and he said, I'm just going to tell you that whatever happens, you will go through to the final. We will forfeit this game, even if it doesn't get started again, which I thought was, you know, quite big of him.
That was terrific.